Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are painfully sliding into the 4 o'clock happy hour. We got a fine guest joining us live via Zoom. He is Vegas Joe Sopecki. He's a Dem strategist. He's a friend of ours. Welcome back, Joe.
Always double down on 11. Always.
Hey, Joe. Welcome back, man.
Good to see you, boys.
So, Joe, so many topics to talk about. You know, let's take the gloves off. Let's do it maskless. The CDC says the party's on, man. You got to be excited, Joe, at least if you're vaccinated.
I am fully vaccinated. We and our last family member, who is part of the newest tranche of eligible vaccine recipients, got his first shot today. So we're on the way, man.
Nice.
Everyone 12 and older in the Sopecki household has now gotten the shot.
Gotten at least one.
Joe, how do we encourage the vaccine hesitant? Let's call them the Trumpsters. Do you have bright ideas what would encourage them? I mean, we love the idea of a lottery in Ohio. We've had some suggestions from audience. Wondered if you got any bright ideas, fella.
I like the shot in a shot idea. If you get a shot, you get a coupon for a free ounce of your favorite spirit at your local establishment. The lottery idea is fun. I'm not sure with how strict the gaming rules are in the state of Wisconsin that the governor could just do that. I think you would probably need legislative approval. And given how, frankly, you know, some of the leadership in the Republican Party is trying to seem anti-vax even while claiming that they're not personally anti-vax, I'm not sure that the governor would get the cooperation from the legislature. So ultimately, this is going to come down to what it always comes down to, which is trusted messengers need to communicate to those vaccine skeptics. And that means their physicians, the health professionals they interact with, their family members, the people they go to church with. This is not just about, oh, well, I'm healthy and I don't get sick. It's not just about you. It's about our communities. And the best way to keep everybody safe and healthy and get back to party in the USA and kick off these roaring 20s is for us to reach herd immunity. We can't do that if the number of people who are claiming to be vaccine skeptical continue that skepticism and don't get the jab.
Joe, you don't understand. The Republicans set an example for unity yesterday, you know, when they hoisted Liz Cheney over the side, apparently on a very courageous voice vote.
Well, it's a big tent, Joe.
My understanding is that every Wisconsin congressional Republican, Fitzgerald, Stile, Gallagher, Grothman, Tom Tiffany, every single one of them threw their, number three overboard for the crime of telling the truth. Joe, what lessons did you learn from that vote?
It's really astonishing. And the one that I have the biggest question for, and I hope someone asks Congressman Gallagher, how he went from on January 6th in his office in the Capitol as it was under siege, live on CNN, pleading with the President of the United States to call off the siege, how he went from that and clearly understanding how it had gotten to that point to, less than 150 days later, throwing overboard a member of leadership who he previously supported, who is very conservative by any standards, and is simply speaking the truth. I don't know, but if I look at the lot of congressional Republicans and I think about Mr. Gallagher and, the life experience that he brings to this, this is a guy who has seen some stuff, right? He served in combat. And for somebody like that to do what I think from the outside looks like a pretty cowardly, change of behavior and votes, I just don't really understand it. And I'd really like to hear him explain how he got from where he was on January 6th to going along with the canceling of Liz Cheney, which I thought they were all against cancel culture. I guess we had that wrong.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's our pal Joe Sopecki from Sopecki Communications, a Dem strategist. Joe, thanks for joining us again. The congressional testimony yesterday, or at least congressional hearing, and lots of Republicans. Apparently, Joe, there was no insurrection. It was like a regular, everyday tour of the Capitol. And what about Black Lives Matter? I mean, listen to the way the Republicans are speaking about this issue. Essentially, it was what? I mean, whitewashing, gaslighting. I'm not sure what the term is, but everyone from, you know, the backbenchers up to McCarthy have contradicted what we all saw and what we understand reality to be. Joe, how can you engage in good negotiations in good faith with a party that refuses to recognize, and not even refuse to recognize, but contradicts, as we mentioned, Gallagher earlier, your statements, which were so obviously true and from the heart at the time?
I don't know, and I'll go you one better, because the Liz Cheney episode and the 1621 denialism is not the only reason it's hard to negotiate with the other side if you're Joe Biden or congressional Democrats. You know, yesterday President Biden had the big four, Schumer, McConnell, Pelosi, and McCarthy over to the White House for a conversation about the American Jobs Plan, about how we fund infrastructure, how we get, you know, get back stronger than when we entered the pandemic. And on the, literally as he was like walking out of the White House, McCarthy, number two in the House, sends out a fundraising appeal that says, "I just sat down with corrupt Joe Biden. He's still trying to turn us into a socialist country." How in the heck do you negotiate in good faith with somebody who is that bad an actor and is that divorced from the reality of Joe Biden loves this country? Joe Biden knows that we have challenges and is putting forth a plan to do something about it. If they want to disagree with his plan, like, that's fine. If they want to debate the meaning of infrastructure until we're all blue in the face, that's fine too. But it's awfully hard to see how we get to any kind of bipartisanship in these bodies when Republicans are incapable or unwilling of dealing in good faith with the other party. It's a real problem.
Well, Joe, there's also a real problem with Joe Manchin apparently coming out and saying he will not support the For the People Act, perhaps a John Lewis Act, something, you know, not quite as extreme, because he's so concerned about, you know, the lack of Republican support, lack of bipartisan support. You know, how do Dems deal with Joe Manchin, do you think, Joe Sopecki?
Well, the credit that I will give Prime Minister Manchin, given his outsized influence in the world's greatest, air quotes, deliberative body, is that at least he's talking about issues, right? At least he seems to be recognizing that it's not just bipartisanship for bipartisanship's sake, right? It wasn't that long ago that President Biden went to the well of the House of Representatives and gave his joint address. And I think a lot of people have already forgotten one of the most interesting things I've heard an American president say in quite some time, which is that our polarization and inability to work across party lines is actually a legitimate national security threat. That President Xi and our adversaries on the global stage who are authoritarian, like the Chinese are, they view what has happened to our politics as proof that they are right, that democracy is too messy to work and that authoritarianism is the future. That's what's happening, like, that's real. And so I will at least tip my cap to Joe Manchin for he's trying to find a way where he can bring some Republicans over. I don't know if that, you know, needs to be an amended version of H.R. 1. I don't know if that needs to be a reinstitution of, you know, some of the things that that have disappeared from the Voting Rights Act, the John Lewis Act. Let's figure that out. But at least Joe Manchin seems to be acting in good faith.
Joe, unlike Wisconsin Republicans, and here's what I mean, they are now seeking outside counsel at taxpayers' expense because they want, the state of Wisconsin to sue the Biden administration to allow them to use appropriations, not as they're earmarked, you know, to help Wisconsinites post-pandemic. But my understanding, Joe, if they only accepted the Medicaid expansion and the $1.6 billion in this biennium, they could actually use that money as they desire, but they refuse to take that money because that's welfare, to hear Mark Bourne and Robin Voss describe it. Joe, the logic doesn't make any sense. The math doesn't make any sense. Republicans are disingenuous at best and freaking liars at worst. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, part of the challenge is the Republicans are clearly having an identity crisis, right? I mean, did you ever think you would hear the day or see the day when Ron Johnson would go on Tucker Carlson and say that informed choices about one's own body and health should be left up to the individual? I did. Now, obviously, he's not talking about a woman's freedom to make her own healthcare choices. He's talking about the vaccine. But where's the consistency, right? They're twisting in the wind and grasping at straws. And every time they open their mouth, they're sort of demonstrating to the rest of us that they don't really have any guiding lights or true norths at the moment, other than what dear leader, the orange man down in Buckingham Palace, you know, says goes. I mean, that was literally the 2020 Republican platform was, if Donald Trump's for it, we're for it. And if Donald Trump's against it, we're against it. That's not a very healthy political party. And we're seeing a lot of the cost of that on all of these issues, from getting to herd immunity to figuring out how we, you know, inject dollars into the economy and get it moving again, how we get a state budget. It affects all of these issues.
Vegas Joe Sopecki, our good friend. Joe, thank you so much for coming around this fine Thursday afternoon. How'd your football team end up, Coach Vegas Joe?
You know, the spring COVID season had some challenges. Our boys are going to be better off for the fall given the time they had in the spring, and we'll leave it at that.
They gave 110%, Curdy.
I'd say 1,000%. Joe Sopecki, thank you so much. Stick around. More Devils Advocates. We got a big announcement for all you fine people.
Vegas, baby. Vegas!